Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition 2198 and it was recorded on Thursday the 24th of November 2022. And this week it's a welcome from me, Gaynor Lord, and I am joined by John Hoyle. Today we have our usual mix of items, news about the city and some letters to the evening news, and a feature which talks about the Norfolk Dialogue greeting. First of all, we are pleased to welcome some new listeners, so we say hello to Mrs. Diane Graham and to David Farmer of Helsden. We hope you enjoy listening. Now, here is John to introduce our first batch of news items.
Hello. It's my first time reading for Chatterbox, so I'm very pleased to say hello to you all. It's always a bit difficult to choose what to put in the first batch of news items, but there are one or two items in the past week's evening news which directly affect the city. We'll hear that Chloe Smith, MP for Norwich North, since 2009, has announced she is to retire at the next election. Then, 10 scientists who work in the city have been named among top researchers. Plus, there are two new outlets opening in the city, namely a new Morrison's store and in Royal Arcade. Norwich North MP Chloe Smith has announced she will stand down at the next election. Ms Smith, who has represented the constituency since 2009, has not given a reason for her departure, but thanked her team for supporting her during tough personal times. The MP has had a series of roles in government, most recently having served as Work and Pensions Secretary. In a statement, Ms Smith said, "I've been honoured to be Norwich North's MP. It's a fantastic job for a fantastic place, and it's a particular privilege to be able to represent Norwich and Norfolk, where I come from. The Conservative Party will now begin the process of selecting a replacement candidate."
10 top scientists in Norwich have made it onto an annual list of the world's most influential researchers. The 10, all based at Norwich Research Park, have been named in an annual Who's Who of highly cited researchers. Now it's in its ninth year. The Clarivate Web of Science Group lists recognises the top 1% in the field, naming 6,938 people in all. Their place in the list depends on an assessment of how much they are cited in their particular field of research. Those listed include four plant and animal scientists at the Norwich site.
A supermarket giant is set to become a staple of the city's high street after it was revealed it will sign a lease of more than a decade. Morrison's has previously confirmed it will be moving into the ground floor of the former Topshop unit in Haymarket. A source close to the project said it was expected that Morrison's would sign a 15-year lease around February next year. They added it was expected that the business would open an upmarket food store in the empty freehold shop. As well as the food retail unit, plans have also been revealed by PPR Estates for 13 new apartments on the first floor of the site. If approved by Norwich City Council, the residential aspects of the building would include 7 two-person flats, 3 four-person flats, and 3 three-person flats.
After years of lying empty, a large unit in the city's historic Royal Arcade shopping mall will reopen as a swanky new food hall. YAM, which is open from 8 a.m. from Tuesday to Sunday today, opens up its vast venue once home to Jamie's Italian following extensive refurbishment. The whole concept of YAM is built around presenting the very best that Norfolk can offer, whether that's food, drink or the furnishings and crockery we use. It's the perfect city centre spot to come and YAM with friends, and I just can't wait to welcome our first customers. YAM, a Norfolk word meaning to eat hungrily, will showcase some of the best independent chefs and kitchens from the regions across two floors, offering all-day dining and drinking.
A housing charity which has helped support people through homelessness for more than 50 years has been awarded the Freedom of the City. St Martin's Housing Trust was bestowed the honour at a special meeting, with councillors saying it holds a unique place within the hearts and minds of Norwich people. The Trust provides hundreds of beds and homes to those in need, while also delivering education, training, psychological intervention and partnership work with other city organisations. The award is normally given to people and organisations in recognition of their contributions to Norwich, with previous recipients including sports stars, playwrights and artists.